I can see the future!
Hey, look, one survived.
Oh no, they can see me! In the future!
Strange Wave! Twister Dave!
Somebody. All right, greetings from Jadel. It's your boy Jody Have Not. I'm excited because three of my buddies are here today. I'm here with
D-Rock
and
Andrew
and
Joe
Polo, my brother from another mother. We're talking
That's
to Joe
right.
Podcast Rock City, bro. It's good to have you back, brother. How you doing?
Thank you. Oh, I'm fucking stoked to be here.
Yeah, it's always great, man. I always have a good time talking to you, whether it's here or on your show. It's always great.
Yes.
But today we're decided. I just had this crazy idea. I was reading one of my old school Kiss books, and it's the one by Robert Duncan. I think it came out in 78. It's a paperback. But anyways, in the back, there's all these predictions for Kiss for the future, right? So I thought it might be fun to just pull that out and address these predictions and see how many he got right, how far off he was, and such. So, we decided that's what the hell we're going to do today, and we'll just see how it goes.
I wanted to ask you guys a question, though. Did you guys see that Devereaux burnt down the roller coaster?
Yeah.
In California?
Magic Mountain.
What the hell, dude? Don't you think that's a little suspicious, though?
It's pretty strange, man.
I mean, at the top of the roller coaster, too. Not at the bottom.
I hadn't heard that part of it.
Yeah, it was at the top of the roller coaster, at like the top of one, like the first hill.
Really?
Yeah, it caught fire and they had to like get. And I was just like, this is just. I mean, I saw one picture. I don't remember who put it up, but it had the picture of the thing burning and it just said Devereaux. It was so awesome.
Yeah, that's a trip.
Yeah, man. It's just so strange. All these years later, it just burns and catches on fire.
Yeah, because they're getting ready to shut it down, right?
Yeah, they've been tearing it down for about a week now.
You know, that pushes Devereaux's buttons.
Yep, see? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It's like they cut all his funding to his projects, and then they're going to close it down? What the fuck, man?
What happened to the Freddy the Fox and the Oliver Walrus exhibit? Who took them down and put up that grotesque Kiss cutout?
All right, predictions.
So a lot of you Kiss freaks probably have this book in your collection. It's classic, 78, Robert Duncan. It's called Kiss. And it says some crazy shit even just on the cover. Like it says, number one on the charts and in the hearts of millions. It's like, no? They were never number one on the charts, you know? Maybe in the hearts of millions, but never on the charts.
Yeah, that's true.
But, and even on the back, it says punk power. Like, Kiss was never punk rock, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I guess that's beside the point.
Anyways. No, that is kind of weird, man. I mean, other than maybe Dress to Kill, it's kind of punky.
Yeah, that's definitely a bit on the punky side, which maybe that's why I love it so much. But anyways, let's dive into these things and see what this guy has and how it all goes. So his first prediction is Gene will appear as a character actor in films. Nailed it. You know what I mean?
All right, what year was this? Like...
This is 78.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me check the old... pretty sure it was 78. Yep, 78, Robert Duncan. So yeah, 78, he already could tell that Gene would be in movies. That's kind of a trip, because what year was this first movie? Like 83, 84, something like that?
Yeah, probably that was, was it
Runaway? With the spiders and shit.
Runaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first one, right?
Was it, or was it Wanted Dead or Alive?
I can't keep them straight, dude.
Pretty sure it's Runaway.
I guess we'd have to Google it.
I believe so.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't even know.
Is this going to be like Back to the Future where Marty buys that book on sports predictions?
Sports Almanac?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to make any money off of this, though.
No, but I mean just the, like, how this guy, like, if he gets a lot of them right, I'm going to be under the suspicion that he went back in time.
Yeah, you got to figure it. If it was published in 78, he was probably writing it. He might have been writing it in 77 even, you know?
Or maybe he's a very, like, just like a lower version of Nostradamus, like predicting stuff that doesn't really
matter.
All right, I got it right here, okay, guys? Kiss Meets the Phantom in 78, Runaway in 84, Miami Vice in 85.
Right. Yeah, that was the first episode of season 2.
Wow, it's messed up that you know that, but okay.
I've been watching them all on Netflix lately, so.
Okay, then it was The Hitchhiker in 86, which was a TV show.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that one.
Never Too Young to Die in 86, then Trick or Treat, and then Wanted Dead or Alive.
Wow.
And then in 89, he did Red Surf.
I've never seen that either. What the
fuck? Yeah, that's probably a hunk of crap. And then, of course, Action League Now, but that was, I think, all of Kiss.
Right, I saw that.
And then the stuff that we've got, Millennium, remember?
Yeah, that's a good
one. That was the one where, remember Paul and that girl are all covered in blood and shit?
Yeah, and Ace and Peter are like cops.
Yeah, that was so terrible. Okay, and then, let's see, what's after that? Detroit Rock City. And then, surprising. I remember he played a priest in The New Guy.
I haven't seen that either. What the fuck?
Really?
Dude, I'm slipping, man.
But, and then it says that Welcome to Sweden TV show. I didn't get a chance to see that.
I don't know
if
I've seen
that. But he's been in 28 different things acting.
I saw the commercials.
Yeah, he's not even saying all the oriental shit he's been in either.
Right.
Yeah. Or that porno that TMZ got a hold of.
I already did on Damn the it. Show. I already brought it up. And
you just scarred me again. Thanks, man.
I actually saw the preview for Welcome to Sweden. It runs on the Comedy Channel up here. So it's pretty funny. Just like, just cuts to him going, the IRS has been after my ass for years.
What is it?
Welcome to Sweden. I don't know. It's some... Yeah, I don't know, just on the commercial, Gene's in Sweden with the main character, he's just like, "What? You don't quit on Gene Simmons. Nobody quits on Gene Simmons."
Oh, so he's just like a cameo role?
Yeah, okay. he's just at some bar in Sweden.
I was like, man, I haven't even heard about this. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's cool. So, man, he's been in a shit ton of movies, but man, most of them pretty much suck, don't you guys think? What do you think's the best one? Trick or Treat? That's my bet.
Yes. Oh, man.
I'd have to vote for that one, too.
Right.
See, and I like that movie. I own it, but I can honestly say that I like Wanted Dead or Alive best. And he goes out like a boss at the end, too.
Right.
Put that in, Rutger Hauer sticks that grenade in his mouth, pulls that pin, he blows up. Boom.
Boom.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. But even though like he didn't play a big part in Trick or Treat, that movie's just more tailor-made to someone like me, especially at the time, you know, being a young teenager. I was all about rock and roll, and then of course the movie is as well. I thought Sammy Kerr was a badass, you know.
Have you guys ever seen Too Young to Die?
Which one is that?
That's the one with the fucking Uncle Jesse from Bam.
Yeah, Stamos.
Stamos,
that's the one where he's Rangar or whatever.
Yeah, he's a woman, remember?
Yeah. You know what's crazy is he's reciting lyrics from like Spit in his little scene in that part. Have you ever noticed that?
No, I haven't seen that movie in so long, and now because you said that shit, I'm going to have to go and watch it now.
He's doing the whole, like, not got no manners and I'm not too clean, that stuff.
He wasn't a bastard.
He was, too. He screwed everything he touched. My mother, me, and obviously you.
I've got no manners and I'm not too clean. You know what I like. If you know what I mean, yeah!
Honey, they're all the same. Quit while you're ahead.
And, yeah, that's pretty much, I guess he pulled that one back out for the old revenge.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, trippy. I didn't realize it for years, but, I don't know, a couple years ago I happened to be watching. I was like, what the hell? No way. But yeah, it's crazy.
I love it when people point that shit out to me.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Something you may have overlooked. Like when you told me about Speed, Mr. Speed being on there. It's cool.
Oh, yeah, and that soundtrack. That's pretty crazy.
It's nuts. Okay, so you guys want to dive into this next one? In 78, this guy says Paul will marry within 18 months. What do you think about that?
No.
He didn't, I don't believe.
No, I don't think he did.
What year did he marry the first wife?
I want to say it wasn't even until the...
It's the late 80s, I thought.
Yeah, like, I think
really
you're
right. Late 80s.
I mean, but that was Evan's mom, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
But, I mean, Evan just turned, like, 18, so...
Yeah, but they didn't have him for a while as well. Like, I thought it was, like, 6 or 7 years after they were married.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I should have taken a note from KST and actually did, you know, our research, but I just don't. I just don't do it that way.
That's our style.
Yeah, lazy. We just get together. We just get together and talk about whatever. Okay, so while Andrew's looking up that, I'm going to give you guys the next one and see where this one goes with us. It says that Peter and Lydia will have a son within 18 months. Wrong again.
Wrong again.
So.
That's... Boys, crystal ball just ain't working, is it?
Really isn't.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, maybe. I mean, when this guy wrote the book, I haven't read this book, but did it seem like he did interviews with them, or does it seem like he just wrote, you know, his perspective of Kiss?
Well, this guy, Robert Duncan, he was a writer for Cream, so he was already kind of covering Kiss, and he decided that he was going to go ahead and make a full blown book about him, and. It's a good read, man. You should check it out. Maybe I can mail it to you, but you gotta fucking mail it back.
Is this the small paperback one?
Yeah, I think I even have it as my I'm like reading it in my Facebook profile. If you've ever seen that picture, I'm sure you have. It's the one that's got. It says it's got Kiss on the front, and it's like a circle picture.
A circle split up into four things.
Yeah, like cut like a pie.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have that book, but you know what? I'm just gonna fucking go online when we're done here and buy that shit.
Yeah, you can find it, man. It's like $10. It's a good one. It's a good read. It's cool. Some of the shit that it says, like on the back, it's like prancing on their 7-inch platform heels, their painted faces leering, smashing down every barrier of good taste, spouting blood and blasting out a sound that splits the ears and slices into the soul. It's just cool.
That is the greatest thing I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But Peter, he has a daughter.
Yeah.
With who?
I don't know. Is it Lydia's
second wife?
Was it?
Pretty sure it's the second wife.
And then after that, was it Gigi or whatever her name is?
That's his third wife.
That's his third wife. So, okay.
Or unless the second... Wait, did he... I wasn't sure if he got married a second... Oh, it's been a little while since I read Peter's book.
Right.
Pretty sure, it's his third wife.
We should have invited one of the KST bros for this show. They'd have all the facts for us.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be able to record the show for a week because they got to look all that shit up. <It's>
like, yeah.
True. Those guys are good.
Love them. Yes! All right, well, how about this next one, man? Gene will write a book that deals heavily with his childhood. He did that.
He did, yeah.
That's a pretty general prediction, man. You could make about just about anybody that's
anyone. Famous. Any celebrity is bound to write a book about their, like, obviously their childhood's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to come up.
The beginning of the book.
Right.
Yeah. So and probably get heavily into it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, saying that kind of prediction's just kind of like something that, like, you go to this freaking lady who makes general predictions, and it's like, you will wake up in the morning. So,
what?
You know? But, you know, it has a little footnote to that. It says Gene will write a book that deals heavily with his childhood, but Peter will write one first. I think Gene's book was, you know, the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
The first one I remember. But it also
said... Yeah, his was in 2001.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, I think he wrote... Didn't he write one before that?
His first book seemed to me like it came out around the time of maybe...
Kiss and Makeup, wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember him like listening to the 2001 Eddie Trunk interview, so he's promoting his book then. So
yeah,
that must have been it.
I think Gene's got the most boring of all the different, you know, autobiographies.
Well, there was nothing really new in there. It's I'm great, everyone else. Well, actually, no, that's everyone's book. It's I'm great and everyone else is wrong. But normally he says that in the media anyway.
Right.
So, like, you got nothing new there. Just Kiss, we invented everything.
And just Gene that's Simmons. It. Kiss.
It's so true. Today, one of my bandmates sent me a message and said, hey, I've got another idea how to rip off a Kiss idea. Now, if you guys don't know my band, we wear hockey masks.
Right.
And he said, instead of a football team, when we make it big, let's buy a hockey team.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God.
Joe, on a personal note, the album's been kicking my ass quite a bit. I've been really enjoying it, just on a fan note right now.
I fucking love you. Thank you.
It is pretty fucking good, bro.
Yeah, thank
Killer
you very
Reeds
much.
Especially.
I really appreciate that.
I can hear the Anthrax influence in there as well quite a bit.
Too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, big Anthrax, big Kiss, big Metallica.
Yeah.
And a bit of Celtic Frost for some reason, but
yeah,
just hear that. Yeah,
I haven't picked up on that.
it's another one of those rock and roll radio album reviews where I'm pulling out fucking references and just out of nowhere.
Right.
It's my own twisted mind.
Yes, sir. That's why you're our co-anchor, bro.
Sorry. Besides the point.
What about this one, man? Gene will also script and produce a film with explicit sex scenes. Hey, has not done that as far as I know.
Except for his porn.
Will you stop with that? Every time someone says it, I flash in my mind. It's like, ah, Gene's dick. No.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Well, now, did it say produce or act in?
Script and produce. It doesn't say anything about acting.
Oh, okay.
You know, I remember reading a long time ago that he was the first person asked to be in the movie Flashdance as the boss.
Really? I can't see that.
First time I heard someone say that, like, just like my first thought in my head was like the lead role. So then I just picture him at that end scene, just doing that.
Yeah, pulling the string and having the bucket of water dump on him.
And just and dancing, and then at the end, he just spits blood and then just breathes fire right at the end in the judges' faces. But that was just my first initial thought.
I was gonna say, he leans back in the chair and blows a fireball, and then the bucket of water puts it out right in his face. No smoking in here!
Oh, jeez. No, what if he played the club owner in Purple Rain? He's like, you know, he's like, hey, kid, you ain't too far gone to see this as a business.
That's a good one.
If you could, cast Gene in any role of, a movie, that what do you think it'd be his, perfect fit?
Oh,
in, a movie that we've all
Wizard
seen.
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, as the wizard?
As the wizard, man.
But you got to put Hetfield in it as the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
Ace had the Cowardly Lion look for a bit there too.
Oh, yeah, a little
that's
bit.
That's such a funny photo.
Like on that, that like best that photo. Haunted show that he did.
I can really Ghost see stories, him as George Carlin's character in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Who, Gene?
Or whatever his name was. Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
That's a good one, Andrew. That's really good.
What do you got, D-Rock?
I don't know, man. I'm still thinking.
Put him in Caddyshack.
Yeah, watch him come up out of the hole doing the little groundhog dance.
Oh, he's the gopher in Caddyshack.
That's fucking hilarious.
No, I think I'd have to put him in
I mean, seriously, can you really see him taking a shot going, no, 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 no.
What if you put him in Back to the Future as the Doc?
I thought about that too.
He ends up doing Marty's mom.
Principal.
Right. He's doing Marty's mom. That's great.
If I was gonna put him in Back to the Future, I'd put him in there as the school principal.
You're a slacker.
Yeah,
that's all right. I don't choose to drink alcohol, and neither should you. This is a school function. Now, where's Marty's mother?
Right. Andrew's working on his gene.
Yeah.
It's not very good. It's kind of like my Peter Chris John Travolta.
Travolta Chris. Sandy, can't walk out and drive your movie.
Can't walk out of a driving movie.
Ball back, bitch.
Motherfucker. I was in Greece, motherfucker.
Yeah. But what would you do with, like, the rest of Kiss? Say you had to put him in a movie. Like, what would you, like, put Paul in?
See, I could see him as the lead in Flashdance.
Right?
Well, he's just so damn charismatic. Like, he can pull it off totally. He's, like, a little feminine, but, like, he can also dance.
He does dance on stage sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it'd be the perfect... And he's got the same hair, so that'd be, like, a perfect fit.
Right.
Man, I have heard so many things about him, you know, having the opportunity to be in movies. Like, man, I want to say that I heard one time that he was going to be in, like, Fried Green Tomatoes or some shit like that.
Seriously?
That's yeah, crazy. Man, it was supposed to be like he was like a rock star that was just going through town.
Huh.
And they stopped at a restaurant or something. I can't. I might be wrong, but man, I always think Fried Green Tomatoes is the movie that I keep hearing about. And then I also heard something about Dr. Detroit.
Right. That was going on at the same time when he lost his girl to old Dan Aykroyd, right?
Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
Jeez. And she's in that movie.
Right.
They're still together. I'll tell you what, though. She was fine as hell in Spies Like Us.
Yeah, she was, actually. I didn't even know that was her, though. Wow.
Yeah, man, that's her.
Damn.
She's the chick spy. And then in the TV show Bosom Buddies, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in that. Damn. And then in Dr. Detroit, I think she's like the head prostitute chick.
Wow.
And then Donna Dixon, man, they showed pictures of her not long ago, and she still looks good. I was thinking, man, does, you know, Paul seems to be pretty happy now, but I was wondering if that, like, crushes his ass every time.
Man, he loved her.
He loved her, man.
Got some good songs, though, right?
Yes.
What's that, Andrew?
Sorry to interrupt. You just said 1992 was the first marriage.
Oh, right on.
Sorry, it just that's out of
Andrew
nowhere.
Andrew comes through.
Right. I'd already forgotten all about it.
Sorry.
You know what? I was thinking a funny movie for Paul. You should put him in the color purple.
Right.
Oh, no.
That's Oprah's character?
No way, dude. You got to put Paul in a Stallone role. You got to put him in, like, one of the Stallone movies, like Lock Up or you know, something. Well,
yeah, he looks like Stallone, so and yeah. He's already beating me to the.
Hey, let me ask you
this.
Hey, did you guys ever hear, you know, the Sgt. Pepper movie with Aerosmith?
Yeah, I thought that was the Bee Gees.
No, Aerosmith's in it too.
Are they?
Yeah. You know that the original people asked was Kiss.
Really?
Yeah, and they didn't want to do it because they were going to be the bad guys in the movie or something like that, huh. And they didn't want to, like, trash their superhero persona, so they didn't do it.
Wow. What year was that movie made?
I don't know, like, but 79, I never saw that.
80, something like that? 78? What?
Yeah.
It's somewhere in the late 70s, so they were still pretty huge. I wouldn't want to do that either if I was them. Unless,
yeah.
Unless they, you know, Gene probably wanted to do it just because he's such a Beatles freak.
1978.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a quick one, Andrew.
That's what she said?
Andrew's on today.
Yeah, he is.
I've had like 4 cups of coffee before we started, so.
Nice.
Are you off today, Andrew? Normally you work at night, right?
Yeah, I'm off today, so maybe I had my Wheaties or something like that, but I'm in a feisty mood.
Right.
Hey, what did you guys think about, you know, like in Paul's book, he's saying how, like, he really wanted to get into acting, and he was kind of pissed and jealous of Gene, you know?
Oh, yeah!
It's kind of wild.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Just imagine an alternate universe when like if Paul, like if they took a little break from Kiss, like maybe didn't do Animalize, like for like put that off for a while, and then he's just like a couple years of acting, and he would have been a little bit more particular about the roles he was doing. So imagine the legacy he could have left in the 80s. Just right. Doing all these little acting gigs. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Because Gene, like, totally got typecast as, you know, like, a bad guy. Because of the demon character, you know what I'm
as
saying?
As, like, the suave 80s villain. With the ponytails and whatnot, yeah.
Yeah, it's like in the Miami Vice series, he plays a fucking drug dealer on a boat surrounded by a bunch of bitches.
Strange for Gene to be playing a drug dealer since he hates drugs so much, you know?
Right. Yeah.
He had to really stretch for that one.
That's not very nice, Ramsey. It's just
that wasn't very nice, Ramsey.
It's a now on IMDb. It says that Paul's been in 4 different things.
What's he been in?
Obviously, Kiss Meets the Phantom, Detroit. Action League Now, Millennium, Detroit Rock City, Family Guy,
yeah,
Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and Epic School Battle.
Epic School Battle.
Never heard of that one.
Either. And what I haven't seen the Fantasy Camp thing either.
What was that movie where like he was supposed like he was a singer who choked on his microphone but they edited his part out for that one? I'm just
insufficient data at the moment,
I heard it on KST and I can't remember.
I can't remember that either.
Yeah.
Strange.
Oh yeah, man, that's weird. That's really new to me.
Right. Those guys dig up their facts, man. You gotta love it.
Whereas all we just hail KST.
Yeah.
Now, I do know that he's written a lot of songs for movies, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, let's see. I know...
This Sword is in the Stone, big, right?
This is a big one. Moulin Rouge, he had a song in.
Really?
Yeah, and it was...
Well, like, I Was Made for Loving You or something?
No, man. It was like, I wish I could think of the name of the damn song, man, but I want to say it. As weird as this is about the sound, but I keep thinking that it has something to do with an elephant. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. I'm going to look that fucker up right now.
Right on.
Didn't he write I thought he, like, co-wrote the Folgers coffee jingle.
Are you serious? Unless he's...
Alright, there's a...
He sang it once. This is your wake-up call. Time to reach and go for it all. Folgers stirs inside of me, and I know what I can be. Limit is the sky. Hey world, watch me fly. The best part of waking up is Folgers.
Yeah, okay, so that might have been it, but still, that's odd.
It's kind of odd. Have you guys ever heard that Budweiser Peter Criss commercial?
No!
Really? I'll drop it on the episode right here.
One, you ball bag motherfucker.
You know what's pretty wild is in this prediction it says, you know, how Gene will also script and produce a film with explicit sex scenes, and the little little side note is Paul will play a cameo role in it. Never happened, obviously.
Oh nope, it is I Was Made for Loving You.
That's the only one I could see being done in Moulin Rouge.
Man, I didn't even know that song was in there. Only because I can't get past the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've never watched the movie, but I know what it's about, and I just figured,
so weird.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of musicals, man. I just can't get into them. Not even Grease, you know?
Well, to be completely honest with you, when I tried to watch it, I was really trashed.
Yeah?
remember thinking, what the hell am I watching here, man? It's such a big hit, but I couldn't get through it.
That's the way it usually goes for me. Like any movie or TV show that's like a huge hit and everyone's talking about, I don't even want to see it, and I never do.
Yeah,
I didn't see Titanic for about 15 years after it came out. I swear to God.
What'd you think when you saw it?
I liked it. Yeah. I kind of fast forwarded to like get to this damn sinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see shit go down, you know. And that part was pretty amazing, I had to say, you know. Pretty intense.
You know what else too, man? Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say you're all hyped up.
Yeah, sorry. Well, there was enough room on that door she was floating on for the both of them. Like, I don't understand why she couldn't just make some room. Like, she had to be comfortable before she got rescued. They still would have been together.
All right, now, I understand what you're saying there, Andrew, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a huge Mythbusters fan. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
They busted that myth.
Oh, okay, good. Because I was going to say, like, she's a selfish bitch.
You know, the door may have been big enough for both of them to fit on, but in real life, the door was probably too light, and if both of them would have got on it, their weight would have pushed it right underwater.
That's exactly what happened. They both would have froze to death.
Hmm.
But it's the movies. Anyway, I'm off on a
Titanic
tangent.
I'm sorry. You know what, Andrew? You're right. Fucking Superman can fly. That damn door can fucking float.
That's it. But you gotta have some way to end it. Who wants a happy ending? Nah. Unless you're at a massage parlor.
Andrew is wired.
Yeah, he is.
You can tell I don't get out too much.
Yeah, we gotta change that. All you ladies out there listening, what's
that one chick, Andrew? For Candy.
Candy,
if you're listening, hit up our boy Andrew, man. He's a good dude.
I'm not as ugly in person.
Oh boy. Alright, Wired boys, let's get back on this.
What about Ace? Did you ever see the thing where he says, I don't do any acting, I mean I can?
Right.
It was just like, I remember thinking, oh Ace, please don't act. Alright, anyway, next prediction.
I think that was on that VH1 documentary, wasn't it?
I think you're right, yes.
Yeah. Alright, here's another one. Peter and Lydia will purchase a home near the coast in Massachusetts where Peter will resume painting seriously.
Wow, he's kind of backwards on that, wasn't he?
Yeah, just a bit.
He was painting seriously?
I don't know. Maybe he was pre-Kiss.
Is there anything in there about him shooting a Christmas tree while he was drunk?
Nah, man, this book's like pro-Kiss in every way, you know?
Peter, if that happened, that would have been amazing.
That is hilarious. Shoot your Christmas tree.
Hey, you got to decorate it somehow, right?
Yes.
Hell
what?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't put the star up? What? Motherfucker?
You do sound like Peter Criss and John Travolta.
I need a timeout. 5 minutes.
Right. Oh, man. Did you forget your medication today, buddy?
This is what happens. You get the boys together.
Right. So as far as I know, I didn't know anything about Peter Criss painting at any time in his life. What about you guys?
Not that I've heard.
I never did, no.
No, I mean, maybe he got Paul confused.
Maybe. But it just sounds strange where he'll resume it painting seriously, like he took a break or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. Look, these people screw up that kind of stuff all the time. How many times, like, somebody posted online just yesterday, it was a Peter Criss action figure on the front. It was those little teeny alive ones.
Okay.
On the front, it had a picture of Eric Singer, but on the back, it said Peter Criss.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was like, man, see, you know,
it's probably a collector's item, though, right?
Probably, but also you've seen the one where it's a picture all autographed by the members of the band.
Yeah.
And it's Tommy and Peter and Ace and Gene, and underneath Tommy it says Ace Frehley.
Man, oh man. Look at it, it has some quality control somewhere in some of this merch, you know?
Something, man.
It's crazy. Alright, let's jump into this next one here. It says Ace and Jeanette will purchase a second home in LA where he will become involved with a session work on his guitar. Didn't happen, as far as I know. I don't think he's doing session work. It'd be great to hear Ace on other people's songs, though, you know? Just a great Ace Frehley lead, like, mixed into, like, you know, whoever. Whatever rock song, you know?
Well, you know, man, they're talking about that covers album that he wants to do. And I think that's great, but I think that, for me, it would be really good if he did covers and had the people that were in the band originally sing it.
Yeah.
You know, if he's going to do, I mean, anything, if he's going to whip out a Zeppelin song, you better have Robert Plant on it.
Yeah, or Paul or somebody.
Yeah, well, don't.
He has enough credibility to get these people on here. Like, he's famous enough, so.
Sure. I mean, all he has to do is go, my last album was number 9 on the charts for 3 days.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think he really, like, as amazing a songwriter he is, he really does shine on covers, and he truly makes a lot of people's work like his own.
Like, that's true. What do you think is his best cover that we've heard so far? Like, you like Do Ya? You like Fox on the Run? You like the freaking Joker? What's up?
The Joker's not in there for me.
New York Groove, Into the Night. Did he cover something on Second Sighting?
I actually liked his cover of Hide Your Heart. That was pretty badass.
Yeah, I think that for me, 2000 Man would be my favorite cover he did.
Yeah, I forgot about 2000 Man. That is a great one.
That's one of those covers that it just, like, you could, like, it took me a while to process that was a cover, because that's just Ace.
Ace,
know?
Yeah.
Like, that's right. Just a perfect Ace song.
What do you guys think of the original Stones version? Have you heard it? It's pretty different.
I honestly can say I've never heard it.
It's not bad. It doesn't have the guitar like Ace, obviously. It's acoustic mostly. It's not bad, though. I'd suggest checking it out if you got time sometime.
Sorry, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Kiss version much better, but yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's roll on. Let's roll on. Paul's solo album will feature much of his own lead guitar work, and one of the songs will become a number one single.
Wrong.
I'll put in that buzzer sound from, like, Family Feud.
The X.
Yeah.
Nice.
Show me wrote his own solos.
Andrew, you gotta drink a pot of coffee every time.
10 cups of coffee for Andrew. I'll be on in 20 minutes. Give me a second.
Somebody needs to give him a Xanax, man.
I'd hate to see you on an Adderall.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to see that. Nobody needs to see me on anything.
Right. So yeah, Paul didn't get a number one single, but did have the best fucking solo album. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Yeah, it's
true. I'm with you on that one.
I agree.
Strange Ways gives Paul the thumbs up. Everyone else is like, nope, Ace is the best.
Yeah.
Ace is number two.
Ace is pretty damn close for a second one.
And for me, I put Peter at number three and Gene at number four.
Do you really?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
My God, dude, what is
wrong
with you?
You a big Rod Stewart fan?
I'll tell you why. I put Peter Criss at number three because I felt like, I don't know, man. He just, out of all of them, he took the biggest chances, I think.
He was pretty ballsy for, like, doing something completely different.
Completely different, man.
See, I don't see it that way. I don't think it was balls. I think it was complete. Like, he had his head so far up his ass, he didn't even know what people wanted. And he was like, going, man, I need 12 Beths because, you know, that was the best thing Kiss ever did, and that's what people want. And no, sadly, people don't want 12 Beths. That's my opinion.
Well, maybe it's just to expand the mark, just be like, hey, your moms and dads can groove to this as well.
Something.
So, bitch, he was writing songs for my mom.
The whole
thing.
Well,
your mom likes Barry Manilow, too, so.
It's true.
Right.
So does my mom, so just give him Peter Criss' solo album.
I think that Peter just made a big mistake. If he would have done, you know, the rock and roll record with, you know, 12 songs that he's screaming like Black Diamond, I think it would have been a really good album.
Yes.
But, you know, maybe...
Even Hooligan. I'll take 12 Hooligans, just not... not that solo album.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people out there do like it, and I just don't understand it, man. I can't understand it. It's just not for me. It's just not for me, man. And, you know, to each their own. I don't have a problem with you liking it.
Right now, Slade is freaking out.
All right, were you guys ready for this next prediction from Mr. Robert Duncan? He predicted that Peter will have a one-man exhibition of his paintings at a New York gallery.
Good Lord, with this painting, where did
I still haven't heard this. Yeah, I still haven't heard about any paintings.
I'm not sure exactly where this guy got these ideas from. But, I mean, he was hanging around with the band at the time, you know, gathering info for this book, so...
I mean, but would you be surprised if, like, during the, you know, interview, this guy's like, so, you know, and Peter's sitting, you know, around going, man, Paul's life's been really awesome. I'm just going to go ahead and tell him I'm a painter.
See, I like this Monet. Abstract and shit. Can't keep up with my painting, motherfucker.
Right. He brings in some easel and shit.
Yeah.
He's got a coloring book.
Yeah.
Like, Paul's circles are always really good.
Cosmic. I like some of Paul's art, but I don't think it's worth what he asks for it, you know.
Man, but that's the thing. If people are willing to pay for it, it's worth that.
Right.
One of my buddies was like, hey, you want to go in halves on a Paul Stanley painting? He was like, we'll put it in your house 6 months out of the year and my house 6 months. I was like, fuck no.
Yeah. I think, you know, you're just paying for who painted it rather than what it actually is, you know. But, you know, that's everybody's art subjective, so you can't really say. Someone might think it's the best painting they've ever seen in their life and not even know that Paul painted it, you know. Yeah, it's kind of weird that this guy really... I guess maybe Peter has a talent none of us know about. I don't know. But I'd like to see some of his work, you know? I think it looks like... what do you think it looks like?
Well, if it's like the late 70s, early 80s, it's a lot of frantic lines because he's... choked up, so he needs to finish it before the cops kick down the door or someone steals from him or something like that. I don't know.
I'm Googling it, man. I'm not finding anything about Peter Criss being a damn painter.
Huh. Maybe they meant like he used to paint houses or something. He's going to resume his painting career.
I'm telling you right now, man. I'm going with he got Peter and Paul confused.
Right.
Yeah, it makes way more sense.
It makes way more sense that he was like, all right, the kitty cat guy, Paul Stanley. That's who that was.
Yeah, but he also, if he got him confused and he's saying that Peter was going to have a number one single, please. I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. It's just, I just can't see Peter Criss painting anything, you know? I just can't see it.
Yeah, no, I don't think, you know, yeah. And he was big into, I mean, he'd probably be, yeah, no.
Right.
No, trying to like figure out how to, in my head this would work in a conversation, but I'm going, this is not, Peter is not painting shit.
Nope. Well, what about this one? It says Gene's solo album will sell only moderately well, but he will discover and produce a group that will become superstars.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Except for the superstars one.
Van Halen. I discovered Van Halen.
Right. But even though Paul discovered him first, according to his book, anyway.
Yeah, and wasn't the book written after?
That's what I was saying. This is a 78 book. So
oh,
I mean,
shit, yeah. So then
Van Halen's first record was what, 78?
Yeah. So
So
he probably...
Envy?
Maybe Envy.
He might already know.
I hate that. Know. I don't understand why they were... Anyway, sorry.
How about Ace will purchase a private jet?
I
don't think he did. I would rather it have said something like Ace will be the first non-astronaut to walk on the moon or something. You know?
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
Right. And it also has Paul will continue to live in New York City. Wrong. Oh, no, that was the last one, and it says, as for the rest of rock and roll, there will be lots more bands that wear makeup, and all of them will fail miserably.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's not really true.
It is.
Well, I guess for, like, mainstream, because, as you know, I'm big into black metal, and that's all corpse paint and makeup, but as far as mainstream, are there any big makeup bands?
Poison, Motley Crue, I mean, anyone in the 80s was wearing a shit ton of makeup.
Oh, I thought they meant makeup like face paint, so does Mudvayne count?
Yeah, but they failed miserably in my eyes.
Fucking awful band. Sorry, any Mudvayne fans out there, but...
You know, for me, it's like, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, anyone you see in makeup, it's like, please, quit trying to be Kiss. It's not cool. Kiss already did it, you know?
Yes.
With the exception of maybe King Diamond. I liked him when I was a youngster.
I still do.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah, the 78 Duncan predictions. He had he was pretty on. Not completely, but...
I thought he had more wrong, but the ones he had right were scary good.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He's like a mid-priced clairvoyant.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. What would your prediction? What give a prediction, like a Kiss prediction, for the next like year? I got 5 years.
Next 5 years? Man, you guys go first. I gotta think for a minute.
I don't even have one.
Good Elder movie, like a high budget Elder movie. It'll never happen, but I'm just saying what I want to happen in 5 years.
Now you know
that's
they're
my
doing
prediction.
It animated, right?
That's fine by me.
They're doing that one. Now, I know that the guy... I've messaged the director 100 times. He doesn't message me back. But I don't know if that's because he doesn't speak English or some shit like that, but...
Right. I didn't even know they were making an Elder movie at all.
Oh, I got it. Gene does a commercial for, like, Dependables, and it's just like... He's flying on like on the rig, and then just like that face he does, where he's like, "Oh yeah, oh," and then it just stops.
I never take off up in the air on my rig without wearing my Depends.
Sometimes the demon has to let loose of it.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Well, and then he has to run.
Demon sometimes has accidents.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
See if we cut the commercial right now.
Oh, no!
Jeez.
Right now, Jody's sitting at home going, man, this was a bad fucking idea.
I actually cried
a bit
there.
I like it.
Andrew said he cried a little bit. That's awesome.
Jeez.
Duncan, because then we'll get this whole snorting thing going.
Oh no.
Paul, edit this out.
Right.
Edit this out.
Please do.
But yeah, I think that anyone that doesn't have this book, man, get on eBay. You can find it. $10 probably. It's pretty cool. It's a good read. And it's cool to see the perspective from, you know, back in the day when they, you know, most people still didn't know what they looked like, and there's a lot of great photos as well. It's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds... I mean, so the book, it goes, like, into heavy detail, or...?
Well, yeah, it's like, the guy just kind of, like, he's into it, and he's going to a lot of shows, and he's... I don't know, it's kind of hard to describe, but, it's a good read, man. And if you can't find it, Joe, I can freaking mail it to you, but you gotta mail it back.
What's his name?
Robert Duncan.
I'm on it right now.
You could probably find it. I think I actually got this copy that I'm holding maybe a year ago. I got it off of eBay because I had this book when I was a kid, and like, I don't know, at some point in my Kiss, like, history, I sold all my Kiss shit, like all of it, all my books, posters, albums, like everything, and I really wanted this one back, so I got it on eBay about a year ago, and I think I paid like $10 or something.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, hang on to it, because it's not going for that now.
Yeah, what's it up to these days?
Like
20 or something?
40.
Really?
Yep, I'm going to go on here and see if I can't find it. Let's see. But what about Gene saying that rock and roll is dead?
The whole thing about rock and roll is, yes, it's alive and well, but most people just don't give a fuck, dude. Most people listen to rap, as terrible as that is, you know? And there's a ton of great rock and roll bands. I mean, look at yourself, Joe. Bay City Psychos. Rock and roll band.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are alive and well, right?
Yes,
it's
thank
just that,
you.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. Because rock and roll never went away, dude. It's always been at street level, you know? There's always been great punk rock bands from the 70s until today.
Not that rock and roll is dead, is that rock and rollers can never be super successful. I think that was his main point, because he said that whole thing about a kid in a garage writing songs with his first band, like, can never achieve any success because people are downloading shit. So that's really, like, the music industry is dead, but because, like, that headline's gonna create a lot more controversy as we're talking about it right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, I think he just means that you can't really be super successful with it.
He just said it that way to be an attention grabber, you know, so that people will actually listen to the point he's trying to make.
Well, just like that whole suicide quote, just like that whole, well, if you're depressed, kill yourself thing, that's not exactly what he said, but if you read a big headline like that, obviously it's going to cause some shit, you know?
Yeah, he's the king of keeping himself in the media, and he doesn't care what people think, whether they think he's stupid, right or wrong. He doesn't care. Like, it's his name out there, you know? So it's genius.
Yeah.
But
to him, any publicity is good publicity.
I think it's stupid for him to even say that, considering he's in a rock and roll band that's doing great. You know what I mean?
Well, that was his point. It's dead for the... He should have been, rock and roll is dead for the future generations if you want to make money, but that's just an awful headline that wouldn't fit on a newspaper.
Yeah. But he's wrong in that, too, though. I
mean, he's like, wrong, but still.
You can make some money. It may not be millions of dollars, like, you know... Like it used
I think
to
that
be.
Was his main point, is that you can't be a mega star anymore for rock and roll, which I can sort of see, because that's not the big, besides Metallica or any of those old farts like the Rolling Stones or whatnot, you know?
Right.
Well, it's true, but I also, I'm one of those people that I blame Nirvana, so.
Do you? I don't blame Nirvana, I blame MTV playing rap videos. In the late 80s, it's what ruined everything.
It just, when Nirvana came out, they just said it was uncool to be a rock star, and kids bit into that really hard.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, it's like, I'm not a rock star. You know, it was like, what's his name, saying, I'm not a role model. You know, it's like...
Right.
The minute you say being a rock star is stupid, and, you know, kids that are... easily influenced, they're going, yeah, rock stars stupid, you know?
Yeah.
But they are rock stars. I don't understand. You can call it something else. They're big and successful, and their music is being played everywhere, and they're making a ton of money.
Nah, man, they knew.
Just because they're not like a, it's not like a fucking Poison video or something.
Right.
You know?
All right, fellas. We're going to wrap this one up, man. So anyone who's still listening right now, thank you.
All three of you.
Thank you very much. And we want to thank Joe for coming. Make sure you check out his show, man, Podcast Rock City.
I tell people here in Atlanta all the time that my best friends live in St. Louis and in Canada.
Right on.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, no way, man. You guys are, I mean, seriously, I am going to fucking meet every one of you guys.
Hell yeah.
I like to and think of you guys as my crazy uncles. So
right on.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to wrap this one up. I keep saying that. So
4 hours later, we're going to wrap this up.
Dude, quit your rambling. Dude, all right, let's wrap this up.
All right. All right, I'm going to do...
I forget that we're recording.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap this up. I'm your boy, Jody Havnot.
I'm D-Rock.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Joe from Podcast Rock City.
Yep. Be easy out there, strange ways, people. All right, Kiss Army. That's another episode of Strange Ways going down in the books. We hope you really enjoyed it as much as we did doing it. We always have a good time doing these things, and we hope that you really like listening to them. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned, and we want to invite you to join us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher. Dude, just Google it. You'll find us. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and as Ace might say,
keep on rocking. So goodbye. Let's
Podcast.
Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Join me each and every week as I give you my opinion on all the KISS topics and news of the week. I talk about every era of KISS with a number of guest hosts from all your favorite KISS podcasts. Check the show out on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Podcast Rock City, your 20-minute KISS fix.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
KISS!
It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of KISS Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah.
Oh, f***. Oh, f***, Lee. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene it's with like a washtub bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
KISS Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. With time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
I love you. Bye!